Whitelock, Fresno, California, October 6, 1902. Dear Brother Whitelock, we were very much pleased to receive your letter concerning the sanitarium property in San Diego. I am glad to know that the price is $1,000 less than we thought it would be. I am anxiously waiting to hear the result of your investigation regarding the adjoining property. Please let us know as soon as you can on what terms this property can be obtained, particularly the small house on the hill. We had a very pleasant journey from Fernando to this place. We secured berths in the tourist car, and there were not more than 6 passengers besides ourselves in the whole car. We arrived at Fresno at 12:30 at night. Brother Herbert Thurston met us with his team and took us to Brother Church's home. Brother Church and his family are staying on the ground during the meeting, and he offered his house for our occupancy. The campground is nearly a mile away, and Brother Church has placed his horse and carriage at our disposal to take me to and from the meetings. On Sabbath morning, I spoke to a well-filled tent. Notwithstanding my cold, I spoke without difficulty for an hour. I felt that I was sustained by the power of God. After I had finished speaking, a call was made for those who desired to give their hearts to the Lord to arise, and between 70 and 80 rose to their feet. A testimony meeting was held, and many confessions were made. Many testimonies of joy and gladness were born. On Sunday afternoon I spoke again, and as before, I was much blessed. The tent was full, and a number of people were seated around the outside. All seemed to be intensely interested. I know that the Spirit of God was present in the meeting, sending home to hearts the words of truth spoken. I am so glad that the Lord is always present to bless His people. May He help us to present the truth with such earnestness and fervor that it will be a reality to those who hear. Oh, how my soul longs after the living God! We must have His blessing in order to impart His light and truth. After speaking, I asked for a contribution for the work in Nashville. $100 was raised. This camp meeting is one that will long be remembered by some present who have been greatly blessed. Last night, Willie was in council meeting till 11 o'clock. I was awake when he came in, and I slept no more that night. I wrote till 5 o'clock, and then went to the campground to attend the meeting of the ministers and other leading men. I read something to them, and then bore a decided message against criticism, the device of the enemy for discouraging, perplexing, and disheartening the people of God. The Lord has not appointed any man to measure the characters of His workers by His human measurement. Let us take into our hearts the truth that God has given us. Let us eat Christ's flesh and drink His blood, making the words that He spoke for our guidance a part of the life. Oh, that we were each standing where God could bestow upon us His rich grace, making us Christ-like in character. When we try to help all with whom we come in contact, when we try to uplift and strengthen our fellow workers, God will make us to rejoice in Him. I spoke as the Lord had instructed me, and I think the meeting will do much good. A question had arisen regarding the advisability of putting someone else in as president of the conference. The word of the Lord was given me in regard to this, and I gave it to the brethren. I told them that those they were planning to put into office would not be successful, for in some respects their experience is defective. It is sometimes a terrible thing for a man to have his own way and his own will. A good work was done at this meeting. Full and free confessions were made. Brother Jones knelt and offered prayer to God in earnestness and sincerity. The Spirit of the Lord came in, and His grace was given. As the meeting closed, Brother Corliss and Brother Jones fell upon each other's necks and wept. Not that there had been any alienation between them. They were pledging themselves to sustain each other and to stand firm in a faithful discharge of their duties. As I stand before our people, I urge them to remember the words inscribed upon the banner that the Lord has given them to carry: the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 12. I see so much to do, and the only way in which we can accomplish this work is to move forward every day in humility and consecration. Truth will triumph. The Lord God of Israel will be glorified. But I see such need of the deep working of grace on minds, such need of sanctification of body, soul, and spirit, that I plead with the Lord to fill his workers with the realization that without him, they can do nothing. The Lord Jesus Christ is our efficiency, our all, and in all. Let there be no lifting up of self unto vanity, for of ourselves we are unable to do any good thing. Let us give ourselves to God in unreserved surrender, learning daily from the one who, though the majesty of heaven, walked this earth in meekness and lowliness. He is our example and our efficiency. In his strength, we are constantly to reach forward to gain the prize of our high calling in Christ, urging our way through difficulties, keeping our eyes fixed on our leader, and never losing a sense of that higher life that is everything to us. Well, I must close this letter. What can I say to you, my brother, except to tell you to be sure to walk humbly with God, not having your own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of Christ, which he imputes to every trusting, believing Christian. You are engaged in an important work. I hope and pray that the Lord will give you and your fellow workers his Holy Spirit. I believe that he is opening the way for you to secure a suitable place for a sanitarium in San Diego. I hope that you will move in the fear of the Lord. In many places, the work goes hard for want of means. Let all practice the strictest economy and be zealous in God's service. To prevail with him, we must move in accordance with the Spirit's guidance. We may be hedged in by perplexities, but let us hold fast. Our great lack is perseverance, stick-to-itiveness. I am so glad that the Lord helps us in our infirmities. May he bless his church in San Diego, is my prayer.